You accept the natural. The natural thing falls in its natural rhythm. Then there is nothing to do there. You don't have to control. You don't have to do a thing about it. As long as you listen to somebody, a chap like me, you are in trouble.
It's obvious.
Yes. It's obvious. It's what you have been doing all your life. If not this, somebody else, you know. Some Sai Baba comes tomorrow. It's with all the miracles. And he will give you some trinkets and then you fall for it. Somebody touches here, you see some blue light or green light, yellow light, God knows what. He promises you enlightenment.
And you promise nothing?
Nothing. I have nothing to give.
Still people are coming?
Why do you bother about others? Maybe you are here for curiosity or for fun. So are others, perhaps.
Well, anyway, it's a show, isn't it?
For who?
You,
if you are out, look here, you see, if you do not involve yourself in this show, you are finished with this show. Why do you encourage this show? Why do you support this show by being present here? Huh? If others do it, don't bother, you see.
If I wasn't doing it, I would be in a cafe.
All right, this is this. Yeah, you prefer this to cafe?
No, not cafes all the time.
Yeah, there are not enough entertainments for you.
Well, if you're giving nothing, why bother?
That's what I'm asking you. Why bother coming here? At least you get some caffeine.
Let me put it on your chair. Why bother?
That is... Why are you concerned about me?
No, I'm asking...
That's what I'm saying. This is a question which everybody asks.
Well, you're giving a show.
Yes.
I'm acting...
Leave this show. Leave this show.
But that's what you're saying.
Yes.
But you're not asking. Well,
that's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking.
But I was.
Why do you want to support this show by your presence? That's all I'm asking.
All right. Then I'm.
So
asking
why?
You.
Yeah. Don't.
When
no, you are finished with this. You are finished with this show. You know. Finished. You are finished with this show.
You're not answering.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But if you have not finished them, so they mean something for you also, these shows, for these conversations.
They don't mean anything to me.
And why they are, we have more and more of them? Why?
Isn't that a question which you should ask yourself?
Because I want to have something from you.
Because
that is the reality. The reality is that.
Yes, because as long as you want something from somebody else, you create some show or the other, somewhere or the other. Somewhere or other, I don't know.
I want that you help me to understand something, I don't know what, but the central problem of life
is... I am saying that there isn't anything to understand.
Now, tell me your show a bit different from other shows.
No. Yes.
As far as I'm concerned...
You make this a different show.
As far as I'm concerned, there is a difference, you see. Now, I come to see a show. Now, the other show may be telling me of something else, not the show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, this show obviously says I'm the show.
Yes.
No, something.
You have the show.
No. He was saying... You are the show.
No, he says he tells you.
I mean, this show obviously is different as far as I'm concerned.
Why don't you once question this? Why do I create this show for myself and for others?
Because this show says something very different from other shows.
How would you answer that question?
That's the beginning of your misery. That is the beginning of your self-deception. This show is different from other shows. The cigarette I smoke is better than the other brands of cigarettes. That's all. I'm saying, sorry, I don't have anything to peddle here. You see, I'm not a cigarette peddler, or I'm not peddling any bum dopes here at all. That's all that I'm saying. You say, you see, you have something. You are hiding them, you see, in some secret place. Take them out. Give it to me, you are saying. I say, there isn't anything here.
But that's the peddling.
Huh? What is the peddling?
You are peddling nothing. And nothing is your peddling game.
All right.
That's nonsense. I agree with that. But still, he is peddling. And so he says,
don't buy, I'll be out of business tomorrow.
He's not peddling.
I'll close my shop. So don't peddle and don't buy anything from me.
I don't want to
buy anything.
To run you out of business.
You are most welcome.
But I would like very much to hear something that is not part of that peddling game. Some demystification of the peddling itself.
So you still think that there is some mystification here? How can I help it? No, there is nothing mystifying about it. I'm not doing anything. You don't seem to understand.
But you're still there.
You, because you are here, I am here. This is my answer. You know?
Why are you in San Diego?
I live here.
You live here all the time?
Yes.
But
I live here.
For a long time?
For a long time. 20 years I've been coming here.
But this natural state?
20 years. Long before any circus started here in this valley.
You know, this natural state?
Is your state.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, if you don't want to accept it, that's the end.
That's what you're peddling.
Yes, all right.
You're saying you're not peddling it.
Yeah, but repeat that 100 times and this will record.
No.
Yes, 100 times I am peddling. Then what?
Am I being difficult?
No, you are not difficult. You are very natural.
Being yourself.
You are
very easy. If there is a challenge, intelligence is just responding. If you ask something, he is just responding. It doesn't make any difference for him that we are here or not, but if we are asking, he's responding with his best, with himself. What you think is right? You think it's right to say that we can be deceived by many, many priests and many things, but many. No, he's telling us this. Nothing.
There isn't any such thing as enlightenment. You just said it, the first thing you said. There isn't any such thing.
Yes, you are searching for a thing which does not exist at all.
And you asked him, you said...
Acceptance of that fact is the most difficult thing. As long as you want enlightenment, you will shop around, you will look around, you will go here, there and everywhere. So, if there is no such thing as enlightenment, then what happens? Somebody else assures you that there is. I am an enlightened man. You see a list, a whole long list of the enlightened people and their teachings. So where are you? So if there is any such thing as enlightenment, what is it? You have to ask that question. What is that enlightenment? Then what comes inside of you is all that you have been told. That's all. If that is so, why do you continue to do for years and years and years and years? That you are gathering information about this enlightenment from Oriental scriptures, from Occidental scriptures, from the newest of the Messiahs and the Avatars, everybody is doling this, is that the word? And then you are adding to that, you see, and then what all you are doing is you are thinking about it. So through thinking, you are not going to be enlightened at all. Somebody is supplying you the grist for your mill, and then the mill is working all the time. So when, if and when the mill stops, I don't know if it stops at all. So then you see there is nothing there to say to itself, now I am an enlightened person. That's all that I say.
The same applies.
We forget enlightenment, you see, anything you want.
The same applies to our misery, right?
Yes, there is no misery, I say.
Yes, there's no enlightenment, no misery.
They are one and the same.
So one has
that is
to go much
search,
more.
Look here, search for enlightenment creates the misery for you. That's all.
So I think this is...
When the search comes to an end, there is no misery there. What you call misery is the result of your search for what you call enlightenment, what you call the image you have. So comparing persons is absurd.
But the misery is not real. Hmm? Misery. Hmm? Still the misery that you point out in us is not so. It's not real.
The misery is not there.
Yes.
You see, the misery
when
is
you
there.
You say that the misery in us, it's not there at all.
You know, as long as you search for enlightenment, the misery is there. So, misery and enlightenment are one and the same. What you call enlightenment is misery. You don't want to put them on the same level. It is that is creating you misery. The image you have created from what people have talked about this state is blessedness, beatitude, immensity, and God knows what, all these phrases. So it is that phrase, wanting to be in that state, or wanting to create that, you see, inside of you, the feeling about it, or experiencing that, is creating the misery. So misery is enlightenment. What you call misery is enlightenment. So when the enlightenment is not there, the misery is not there too.
So the enlightenment is just as unreal as misery.
Both are the same.
So you shouldn't say that there is misery.
No, I said there is no misery either. When the search for enlightenment, search for happiness, search for truth, search for God, or what you will,
what is this
is not there.
Is this search? Huh? Where is this search?
Search is thinking about it, wanting to be a self-realized man, wanting to be an enlightened man.
Wanting to be free from misery.
Wanting to be free from misery. Wanting to be happy.
Is it there?
Wanting to have pleasure all the time. There's nothing wrong, I say. But what I am suggesting is that you are only thinking about pleasure.
Instead of striving in order to
have pleasure. You see, the absence of this is pleasure or misery, or call it by whatever name you like.
It becomes all a terrible work just to find the person, to reach the person, to find the place. And we also try to recognize a state as a happy state. It isn't a place.
Is it all that depressing as you describe it?
I am not in the position. I have not reached anything because it sounds me not pleasant. This is stupid. I try to recognize. And I had in my mind that it should be a very great transcendental experience, full of happiness. No.
As long as
there's nobody there to experience death, so in the same way there's nobody there to so-called experience enlightenment. Who is the you?
Look here, what I am trying to say, very briefly and very simply and very directly, is this. And that enlightenment, that thing called enlightenment, or happiness, you can string a number of words to that, cannot be experienced, you know, that can never become part of the experiencing structure. You are trying to experience a thing which you cannot experience. Why you want to experience that is very simple. through that experience you are giving continuity to the experience in structure.
It's the paradox. Hmm? Right.
Through that you are giving continuity. So if I have that enlightenment, all my miseries will disappear. All your miseries are there because you are reaching out for something which does not exist. This is all that I am saying. So you cannot experience your natural state, being or becoming, and all that is nonsense. You have to realize this basic thing that can never become part of your experiencing structure. Why you want to experience that is to give continuity.
Which the thesis?
I don't know. Through this you want to continue. Your interest is somehow to continue the way you have known and the way you have experienced yourself all these years. That you want to continue. So if I get that enlightenment or self-realization, you see, I will continue on a different level, on a higher level, in higher spheres. I will be a transformed individual. I tell you, nothing is going to change. If you are a dacoit, even after enlightenment, you remain a dacoit. Not that he's even continuing. So, if you are a liar, you will continue to be a liar. But you lie without a second thought. Then you will say, you see, then there are no more lies. The fear is not there. If you commit a murder, you will commit, you see, without a second thought, and no matter what the consequences will be. It is as simple as all that. It has nothing to do with all the image you have created about this enlightenment. Not that you will go on continuing. You see, it's not that, you see, the softy business makes gentle soft. You see, you mustn't raise your voice. You know, all this is Victorian era business. That we are not interested in. Edwardian era stuff we are not interested in at all. You can kill somebody. I tell you, it has nothing to do with non-violence. Not that you will go on, you see, dropping bombs everywhere. That's not what I mean. It has nothing to do with the image you have of that. You see, the image is the most preposterous thing. And you are searching for a thing that does not exist, that is blinding you. Yesterday I quoted what we learned in the philosophy class. It is like a blind man searching for a black cat in a dark room which does not exist. That's all. That's all that you are doing.
How did the black cat get
there? It is not there, I say. You put the black cat there.
Funny.
Isn't it? What a funny life we are all leading. It's really funny. Here comes spending so much money, you know. It's really a funny thing to realize this simple thing.
In a natural state.
Yes. First be in your natural state.
No. May I ask you?
Yes.
Being in a natural state.
I have answered the question.
Any peculiar experience?
Nothing.
Nothing?
You cannot experience anything there.
The person who is in a natural state
will know that.
Any descriptions about
all that, all that he will know for himself. He doesn't listen to somebody else's description. So be in your natural state.
Yes, but I'm asking you.
What good is that? That will put you on a wrong track.
Well, put me on the wrong track.
No, I don't want to.
Why not? That means that there's something there.
There
so
are
you hiding something?
No, I'm not hiding anything.
So you said you didn't want to say something.
No.
What is it that you don't want to say?
I've said all that is there to be said.
You no, you're not. You just said something and I'm
you sure you've it. Got a goodie that you're giving a lollipop?
No. No, I think
that
you don't know.
I think we stop now. And there isn't going to be any such thing at all. What I have been trying to put across is that this is a pure and simple physical sensual, physiological living of the senses, that's all. It has no religious content whatsoever. I don't know that it has nothing to do with the practice of our virtues. And it is not by due steps that you are going to arrive at some place. And you can have any number of skeletons in the cupboard, and that's not going to stand in the way of your being yourself. In fact, I have quite a few. And I committed all the 7 deadly sins, and that's not going to be in the way of your being what you are. The acceptance that what you are is more important than what you want to be. There is no oddness about this, but just the isness. It has nothing to do with religious practices at all. I don't know how I can transmit this, you see, the feeling about the whole business. So I'm not a philosopher, so I'm not expounding any philosophical or metaphysical problems. It is not a question of suggesting ways and means of how you must conduct yourself, and that is for the ethicists and the religious people. It has nothing to do with any of those ideas and concepts you have about that thing called enlightenment. Enlightenment, if I may use that word, it's a silly word as far as I'm concerned. It has no meaning at all. It's just accepting the reality of your everyday life and everyday things. You can't do anything about it. Just accept that. Not you accepting, so that is it. That will disappear, or some transformation or mutation, or God knows, a radical transformation is going to take place. Nothing of the sort. If you believe in somebody else, it's yours another. I'm going to say this till I drop dead. That's all. Just living the life of senses, you see. Just to leave the senses to live your own life, I will put it that way, not you. And let the sensations operate. And that to me is the only way. There is no other way. So is there anything to discuss about it, to carry on a dialogue? It will end up in a monologue. You see, you cannot carry on any dialogue with me.
Wait till we all look serious.
Are you serious people?
You have to wait forever.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite follow, but are you saying that the question that you
don't... I don't know, let's leave him alone.
That any suggestion, right, of a possibility, are you saying that there is no such thing as a radical change from what we are now?
That you see, that I, the center, entity, or the mind, whatever you want to call it, is a thing which cannot be transformed at all because it doesn't exist there. You assume that there is a totality of your thoughts and feelings. If you want to call thought a mind, there is a visual self. But as far as I'm concerned, there is no mind apart from thought. But there is no totality of thought. There is no totality of your feelings, and there is no center there. There is no entity there. So if you wait, you see, to transform that radically or otherwise, you will have to wait till the last syllable in the recorded time. Which I memorize as an N-word. That's all, there's nothing to it, you see.
But I think there might be a point where you do suddenly accept yourself in this way.
It is not a question of you accepting it, you see. If you accept it, it is only with the idea of doing something about that. I have to use the word accept in the sense that it has to accept itself that there is anything that you can do about it. You are all interested in morals. We leave that to the moralists. We are not interested in that at all. To me, the questioning of your actions before and after is a moral problem. Not running away with the handsome girl living next door. That to me is a problem for the society to do. Not that I will run away, but once you see the absurdity of the whole business, is you are not going to do any of these things, you are afraid you will do. No power in the world can stop you from doing what you want to do. And what you want to do is a very simple thing. It's very simple. You have to find out what is it that you want to do, that's all. And how to do it is part of that. Questioning your actions, and that is put into our minds by the society. You question your actions. How am I going to act? What will be the outcome of this action? Will it go right? Will I get what I want out of this action? All that is a moral problem. As long as you think about these things, you create problems for yourself, which I call the moral problem. So thinking about these things creates the moral problem.
Well, but as long as we are living in society, we cannot but behave like this. And apparently man cannot live in society. He cannot be alone. And as long as he is in society, he has to behave alone.
You see?
So he's always struggling and fighting against
you. You are part of the society. Yeah. You are not separate from the society.
Yes.
And you are isolating yourself from the society. Where can I go? I cannot go into a sequestered place, high up into the mountains, isolate myself and live there. But still I carry these thoughts with me. So I am doing exactly the same thing. As long as I think the thoughts of society, the society, I am part of the society.
Yes,
it doesn't matter what I think.
All right, you are walking in the street and all of a sudden you want some food.
That's
you,
very simple.
You go by a shop. Well, normally you cannot just take things and eat them up.
Why not? If I don't have it, I just walk, steal, and go and sit there in that small little jail if necessary, if I have no money. No, if it comes to that, if it is purely a question of satisfying your basic needs,
yes,
it is not difficult in this world, I tell you. If you can, if I'm ready to do anything. So such a situation may not arise at all for me, because my needs are very few now. I don't hesitate at all if hunger, you have never experienced hunger. You know, it is just an academic issue for you. You have never in your life experienced hunger at all. In the final, ultimate analysis, there is no such thing as hunger at all. It's the pure and simple chemical change. Probably you will feel hunger 2 or 3 days, and then you become weaker and weaker and weaker, that's all. It is more psychological than physiological. You may not agree with me at all. You see, hunger is more psychological than physiological. The physiological hunger is a thing which is not difficult to satisfy.
Is all this moral structure.
The moral structure of the society, and you wanting to fit into that structure for your own reason. So you are not able to fit yourself into the framework of the society, and that is why you are suffering. I have no problem to fit myself into the society. But yet I am not part of the society in the sense in which I am not using the structure created by the society to get something for myself.
Mm-hmm.
It is only functional. I use that to exist in this world. Why should you exist? Why not you disappear somewhere? It has no meaning at all. It's this is the reality, and I am part of that reality. I cannot isolate myself at all. What isolates you from this society is this moment of thought. So, anything that is born out of thought is destructive. In the ultimate analysis, it is going to destroy you and destroy the whole of mankind. Because it is protective in its mechanism. I have nothing to protect myself from or against it, you know. It is just so vulnerable. It's just like, you see, the garden slug, the earth form there, you see, the car runs over at the end of me. Finish. If for any reason somebody liquidates me, that's the end of me. There is nothing to protect here. There's no structure which is interested in continuity at all. So this is a thing which you can't get from somebody. It is already there. It doesn't express itself because you are suppressing it. You are moving away from that through this structure of thought. There is something to get, something to achieve, something to attain. And that achievement, attainment, or whatever you call it, is always tomorrow. Time. Change is always time. Tomorrow I am going to be a marvelous man. It's fine, you see, do you want me to admire you for this?
But we live in time.
For that?
But we are living in time.
So what creates time? It is a thought, you see. Where is the need for thought there? It's only to change yourself into something. You want to change yourself into something. What is it that you want to change? This is my question. Can you locate it? Can you pinpoint that? And say, this is it, and this I want to change into something else. That's why I always deal with it. The simple objects around me, the tree, the chair, the table, microphone, that's all that is there. So I must first look at it before you say, I do something about it. Change it into something, a better you, a marvelous you, a grand you, a religious you, call it by whatever name you like. What is that you? You want to change. Where is that you? And that you is just, you see, a second person, I don't even know the grammar. Second person pronoun, singular pronoun. Then my grammar is good. And the other one is I, you see. That's all. That's all the first person singular pronoun. That's all there is to it. And what is so marvelous about it? The camera is I, you see. Man is I, woman is I, the tree is I, and mountain is I. That's all there is here. There's nothing else.
There's no we.
Hmm? We? What we? Collective. Collective eyes is we, I suppose. When the eye is not there, we also is not there.
Well, when we combine our appetites or our needs, if we build a structure together in order to satisfy ourselves with something, to feed ourselves with, is that a different thing? I mean,
I'm not with you. Put it in a different way.
Everything that you're saying, I have felt and I agree with it. There's no question of agreement, it's there.
Yes.
However, the complication comes, and when I try to combine me with somebody else.
How do you combine? Through thinking.
Common goal.
Through some kind of
need. We want to build a house, for instance.
Yes.
Then person will be more easily than one.
That is all right, you see. That's not what we... I want to build a house, I need some money, so if I don't have money, that's the end of the problem. Or if I have the world without to build a house, I go to a mason, I go to a carpenter, I go to an architect, I go to all kinds of people. And what is the problem about it? It is not a problem. Building a house is not a problem. There is always somebody who is ready to help you.
There's no problem. Well, there is. I mean, there's a use of the mind to satisfy a need. I see that if I can take care of my needs by myself, if I want.
Yeah, the need we that is accepted. You see, the physical needs we have to satisfy ourselves, and there is a way of taking care of that. That is not the problem at all. The basic needs, that is not the problem. Put clothing in shelter. It's not a question of you starting cultivating
wheat and then you see moving it and then starting a bakery, that's too absurd. You see, bread is not the only thing that you eat. You see, you have other things also. So, but that we depend upon others. What is the... To exist means is to depend upon somebody or the other. Otherwise it's not possible for me to function. There seems to be some difficulty in establishing relationship with the people.
That's right. The exchange.
What creates this? Is there any relationship? There is no relationship. I go to the baker and get my bread. That's the end of it. I say hello and she, he or she says hello. That's the end of it. So the problem is how to get the money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. If I'm concerned about tomorrow and the day after, you see, and the next 10 years and the next life, then that creates the problem.
Well, there's also...
You see, no, that is the problem.
Yes, that is a problem.
And then you see, give me the instances of the squirrel is stacking away the nuts there for the wintry day or the rainy day, and he doesn't take us anywhere.
We also plant the seed. We plant the seed in the spring to reapen later.
What establishes the relationship between the seed you plant and the fruit you eat? What establishes the relationship between these two? How do you know that the same seed has given you this fruit? It is through thinking.
Through my knowledge.
You are establishing a cause and event or what result relationship, huh? Affect
yes.
relationship.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a
what is so marvelous about it? What is so marvelous about it? I do not think about it, I see a fruit and I eat it. That's the end of it. Why do we have to create this thought structure? What do we get out of that? It's an interesting past time. It's an interesting past time.
That's right. It's a game.
You are carrying on the dialogue with yourself. This is the dialogue you are carrying on with yourself. That is why you want to sit and carry on a dialogue with somebody else. I cannot carry on a dialogue because there is no point in doing it. Yes, then what is the problem? What is there to discuss about man? To understand man? What makes you think that you are different from the animal?
Well, probably...
Yes, you are able to think, you see,
yes.
But this thinking is more complex and complicated than the thinking structure in the animal. It has become very successful in putting man on moon, and before long we'll put man on Venus too. So it's 900 degrees Fahrenheit.
No, but then I would say...
We'll find out something, you see, to protect ourselves against that heat. I read in the Time magazine. I give my source. There's nothing marvelous about my...
No, but apparently all right.
The source of my I don't know, you see, you are all very familiar with these phrases, the world is you and the society is not separate from you, you are the society, you have been given all kinds of phrases like that, you see, are you separate from the society, you are not. Why you are not separate from the society is because you are thinking their thoughts and you are feeling their thoughts. As long as you are feeling their feelings, as long as you are thinking their thoughts, you are part of that society. There is a continuity of thought and so there is a continuity of your relationship to the society. So as long as you think the thoughts that belong to the society, they are not your thoughts. You have created a vested interest in that is your investment. So you want to get something out of that and try to fit yourself into that framework. So that it is that is causing the suffering. that enough for Christian?
When you were talking about the animals, why do we feel that we're something different from the animals?
Because we think that we are different from the animals.
But weren't you going to go on to say something?
We think that we are different from the animals. I don't think that I am different from the animal, so all the animal qualities in me have disappeared. You become a human being.
Yes,
for the first time.
Again.
Is your yearning for the thing? That has no meaning at all. It is superimposed on this very society on you. The perfect man does not exist at all. It is a perfect man or a true gentleman or a religious man. These are all ideas imposed upon you by the society to keep you in line. Otherwise, you see, you become a threat to the society. They don't want any disturbance at all. Do you want any change in your way of life? You don't, your way of thinking, you don't want any change in your way of life and your way of thinking unless you are forced by the circumstances. Then you accept, like the crab. So you move from here and then dig yourself there, and you don't want to move again from there unless something pushes you from there. That's the way we are functioning. So then what's the problem?
But you said it beautifully before.
the animal wanting to be something is the thing that is preventing the animal in you to become human. That human thing is not a perfect individual. He has all the imperfections. There is nothing perfect about you. You have perfect specimens of gentle, meek, kind creatures preaching every day about love and flowing of love from them. You see there every morning, you see, in the church, every Sunday at any rate. So what is the difficulty? We want to imitate. This is the difficulty. You want to imitate a thing which you do not know. As I was explaining yesterday, the sex is not possible. Why is it not possible? I described it. There is no building up here. But you cannot practice this, you see, as a means to be in this state. So celibacy, abstinence, continence must go. You see, that is not the way at all. I'm not recommending indulgence as a way of life. But that is not it. That is not the foundation for it. So what is the foundation? There is no foundation for it. It's not a superstructure, an edifice you build on some foundation. This is a... You don't know why this kind of a thing happens. So I distrust anybody who indulges in lyricism and describes these beautiful things in beautiful language without this alchemy of yours. The chemical changes in your body. You can distrust them completely and totally. There's nothing to it. Anybody can memorize phrases. Anybody can write poetry. Anybody can read books and repeat. But this must take place. You see, the alchemy must... the whole chemical process, you see, of that human organism must undergo a... I don't want to use this... will begin to function in a different way. It's not because of what you do or what you do not do.
But isn't that contradictory to also to what you say you do when you say that I am not different from you, and you're not telling the truth?
You are not different from me.
Then why does the... Obviously in you, the body has changed.
You
the did. Chemistry has
do
changed.
Do you know why?
So let me finish.
Yes.
But in us, the chemistry has not changed. So we are not the same as you.
No.
When you say we are the same, it is not true.
See, look here, as long as you have this question of why not me, you see, why not that change take place here, see, the change is not going to take place at all. I don't like the word change at all. The triggering apparatus is there, it is part of your genes, the potential is there already.
That's all that's there.
It is there. It is there. And so what prevents that? You know what prevents that? Is the wanting to be something other than yourself. So this is yourself and not Jesus, not to mention the name of Jesus. Prohibited, really. It is not some perfect human being. It is, you have to be yourself, and that is the uniqueness of that individual. I am never tired of saying that there is nobody like you on this planet, amidst the whole of mankind. You are one and the only one and the most unique individual. What I have been trying to say to those who come to listen to me, and to those who care to listen to me, that what I have been saying has nothing whatsoever to do with religion. We have all been told, and some of us have been brought up, that by accepting certain beliefs and trying